on Plato. In this article, we shall discuss about one of the most significant figures in the history of Western thought, the great philosopher Plato. Plato was an ancient Greek philosopher and one of the most influential figures in the history of Western philosophy. He was born around 428 or 427 BCE in Athens, Greece, and he belonged to a wealthy and politically active family. He was a student of Socrates, another renowned philosopher, and later became the teacher of Aristotle, who would go on to become another prominent figure in philosophy. Plato is best known for his extensive philosophical writings and his contributions to various areas of thought, including ethics, metaphysics, epistemology, politics, and aesthetics. His works often take the form of dialogues, where characters engage in philosophical discussions and debates. Many of these dialogues feature Socrates as the main character. One of the central themes in Plato's philosophy is the search for truth and the concept of forms or ideas. He posited that the material world we perceive through our senses is only a reflection of a higher reality of eternal and unchanging forms, which represent the essence of objects and concepts. For example, in the dialogue The Republic, Plato explores the nature of justice by discussing the ideal state, the Republic, and the just individual. Plato also founded the Academy in Athens, an institution where students could study a wide range of subjects, including philosophy, mathematics, and natural sciences. The Academy played a crucial role in the development of philosophical thought for several centuries. His works and ideas have had a profound influence on subsequent generations of philosophers and have been studied and debated for over two millennia. Today, Plato is considered one of the most significant philosophers in history, and his contributions continue to shape philosophical discourse and critical thinking. The early life of Plato is not extensively documented, but some information about his background and upbringing has been passed down through historical accounts and Plato's own writings. Plato was born around 428 or 427 BCE in Athens, Greece, to a prominent and wealthy family. His birth name was Aristocles, and Plato was a nickname given to him, which is believed to have originated from his wrestling coach or the broadness of his shoulders. Plato's family was deeply involved in Athenian politics and society. His father, Ariston, came from a distinguished lineage, and his mother, Periction, was related to the famous statesman Solon. Additionally, Plato's maternal uncle, Charmides, was a notable figure in Athenian politics. As a young man, Plato received a thorough education in various subjects, including grammar, music, gymnastics, and poetry. However, he demonstrated a particular aptitude and interest in philosophy. His exposure to the works of earlier philosophers, such as Heraclitus and Parmenides, likely played a role in shaping his intellectual curiosity. Around the age of 20, Plato became a student of Socrates, a philosopher renowned for his Socratic method, a form of inquiry and questioning that aimed at eliciting deeper understanding and insight from his interlocutors. Socrates had a profound impact on Plato's philosophical development and thinking, and he remained a loyal disciple and admirer of his teacher throughout his life. The execution of Socrates in 399 BCE deeply affected Plato, leading him to develop a critical view of Athenian democracy and its handling of intellectual dissent. This experience significantly influenced the themes and ideas present in Plato's later philosophical works. After the death of Socrates, Plato embarked on extensive travels to various parts of the Mediterranean and possibly to Egypt and Italy. These travels exposed him to different cultures, ideas, and intellectual traditions, which likely enriched his philosophical perspectives. Upon returning to Athens, Plato founded the Academy, a school of philosophy and learning, around 387 BCE. The Academy became a thriving center for philosophical inquiry, attracting students from all over the Greek world. Plato served as the head of the Academy until his death in 348 or 347 BCE, leaving behind a lasting legacy and an immense body of philosophical writings that continue to be studied and admired to this day. Plato's philosophical influences can be traced to several key figures who came before him and had a significant impact on his thinking and ideas. The most profound and immediate influence on Plato was his teacher, Socrates. As mentioned earlier, Plato was a devoted student of Socrates and participated in many of his philosophical discussions. Socrates' emphasis on ethics, the use of the Socratic method, and his relentless pursuit of truth deeply influenced Plato's approach to philosophy. Pre-Socratic philosophers like Heraclitus and Parmenides played a role in shaping Plato's metaphysical and epistemological ideas. Heraclitus emphasized the ever-changing nature of reality, while Parmenides argued for the existence of a singular, unchanging reality. Plato's theory of the forms, with its notion of eternal and unchanging abstract entities, may have been influenced by the contrasting ideas of these two philosophers. Plato was also influenced by Pythagorean ideas, particularly in the realm of mathematics and its connection to the abstract world of forms. The Pythagoreans believed in the inherent mathematical nature of reality, and this idea resonated with Plato's emphasis on the importance of mathematics in understanding the forms. Anaxagoras was a philosopher who proposed that the world was governed by a universal mind or nous. Plato was likely influenced by this concept, which he incorporated into his own philosophy, especially in his metaphysical ideas about the form of the good and the role of reason in understanding reality. Parmenides and Zeno of Elea's work on paradoxes and the nature of reality likely influenced Plato's own exploration of metaphysical and epistemological questions in his dialogues. While these figures had an impact on Plato's thinking, it is essential to note that he did not merely adopt their ideas wholesale. Instead, he critically engaged with their theories and integrated them into his own philosophical framework, resulting in his unique and enduring contributions to Western philosophy. Around the age of 20, Plato became a devoted student of Socrates, who significantly influenced his philosophical development and thinking. Socrates was known for his unique method of philosophical inquiry, often referred to as the Socratic method. Instead of presenting his own doctrines, Socrates engaged in dialogues with others, posing thought-provoking questions to probe their understanding of various concepts. Through these dialogues, Socrates aimed to lead his interlocutors to a clearer understanding of the subject matter, exposing contradictions and revealing the limitations of their knowledge. This method of questioning and critical examination left a lasting impression on Plato and would become an integral part of his philosophical approach. Plato's early engagement with philosophy centered around his participation in Socratic discussions and debates. He appeared as a central character in many of his own dialogues, which he later wrote as literary works. These dialogues often revolved around the life, teachings, and trial of Socrates. In these writings, Plato used Socrates as a mouthpiece for his own philosophical ideas and explored various ethical, political, and metaphysical themes. One of the earliest and most famous dialogues attributed to Plato is Apology, which depicts Socrates defending himself during his trial. Another early work is the Euthyphro, in which Socrates and Euthyphro discuss the nature of piety. These dialogues not only serve as important historical records of Socrates' teachings but also reveal the seeds of Plato's own philosophical inquiries. As Plato's understanding of philosophy deepened, he began to develop his own distinct philosophical views and concepts. Central to his philosophy was the notion of the forms or ideas, which posited that the material world we perceive through our senses is only a reflection of a higher reality of eternal and unchanging forms representing the essence of objects and concepts. This theory of forms would become a cornerstone of his philosophical system and is explored in depth in works like Phaedo, Phaedrus, and The Republic. Plato's early beginnings in philosophy were heavily influenced by his close association with Socrates and his engagement in Socratic dialogues. Through this formative period, he laid the groundwork for his own philosophical ideas, which would later be expounded upon and developed in his extensive body of writings. Plato's philosophy is vast and covers a wide range of topics, including metaphysics, epistemology, ethics, politics, and aesthetics. His philosophical ideas are primarily conveyed through his numerous dialogues, where characters engage in discussions and debates on various subjects. While it is challenging to summarize the entirety of Plato's philosophy concisely, some key aspects of his thought include: theory of forms. Ideas. One of the central and most influential aspects of Plato's philosophy is his theory of forms. Plato posited that the material world we perceive through our senses is merely a shadow or imperfect reflection of a higher reality of eternal and unchanging forms. These forms represent the essence or ideal nature of objects, concepts, and virtues. For example, there is a form of beauty, a form of justice, and a form of goodness. The material world is ever-changing, but the forms are stable and eternal, providing a foundation for truth and knowledge. The allegory of the cave. In Plato's famous allegory found in the Republic, he describes a scenario where prisoners are chained inside a dark cave, facing a wall and seeing only shadows cast by objects behind them. The allegory symbolizes the limited perspective of individuals who only perceive the material world through their senses. The journey out of the cave represents the philosopher's ascent to knowledge and understanding of the realm of forms. Epistemology. Plato was interested in the nature of knowledge and how we acquire it. He believed that true knowledge comes from understanding the forms through reason and contemplation, rather than from sensory experience. In his view, sensory perceptions are often deceptive and fallible, leading to opinions rather than genuine knowledge. Ethics. Plato's ethical philosophy is closely tied to his theory of forms. He argued that the ultimate goal of human life is to strive for virtue and moral excellence, which can be achieved by aligning oneself with the forms of virtues like justice, wisdom, and courage. The philosopher king, as depicted in the Republic, is the ideal ruler who possesses true knowledge of the forms and governs with wisdom and justice. Politics. In the Republic, Plato explores his vision of an ideal state, the Republic, governed by philosopher kings who possess wisdom and virtue. He argues for a hierarchical society with three classes: the rulers, philosopher kings, the guardians, warriors, and the producers, laborers and artisans. Plato's political theory emphasizes the importance of justice, harmony, and the common good. Aesthetics. In some of his dialogues, such as the Symposium and Phaedrus, Plato discusses the nature of love and beauty. He explores the relationship between physical beauty and the beauty of the soul, ultimately pointing toward the form of beauty as the ultimate source of all beauty. These are just some of the key elements of Plato's philosophy, which remains a foundational influence on Western philosophical thought. Plato was a prolific writer, and his works consist mainly of philosophical dialogues in the form of conversations between various characters discussing a wide range of topics. The dialogues are considered some of the most influential and enduring works in the history of Western philosophy. Some of Plato's most well-known writings include Apology. This dialogue presents Socrates' defense speech during his trial, where he addresses the charges brought against him and defends his philosophical mission. Symposium. In this dialogue, a group of characters gather at a banquet and deliver speeches on the nature of love, exploring its different aspects and meanings. Phaedo. This dialogue recounts the final moments of Socrates' life, focusing on his last conversations before his execution and his thoughts on the immortality of the soul. Republic. One of Plato's most famous and influential works, The Republic delves into various topics, including justice, the nature of the ideal state, the Republic, the philosopher king, and the theory of forms. Phaedrus. In this dialogue, Socrates and Phaedrus discuss the art of rhetoric, the nature of love, and the power of the written word. Parmenides. This dialogue explores the nature of reality and the challenges of understanding the forms. Timaeus. In this work, Plato presents a cosmological account, discussing the creation of the universe and the role of the demiurge, craftsman, in shaping it. Theaetetus. The dialogue centers on the nature of knowledge and the concept of knowledge as true belief. Meno. In this dialogue, Socrates and Meno explore the nature of virtue and whether it can be taught or is innate. Gorgias. This dialogue investigates the nature of rhetoric and its ethical implications. Lysis, the dialogue focuses on the nature of friendship and the qualities that make a friendship true and lasting. Euthyphro, in this early dialogue, Socrates and Euthyphro discuss the nature of piety and the definition of holiness. These are just a selection of Plato's works, and he wrote many more dialogues, each exploring different philosophical themes and questions. The dialogues serve as both philosophical inquiries and literary masterpieces, providing valuable insights into Plato's philosophical ideas and his unique method of philosophical inquiry. Plato's legacy remains profound and enduring in contemporary times, with his ideas continuing to shape various fields, including philosophy, politics, education, and aesthetics. Plato's philosophical ideas, particularly his theory of forms and his metaphysical and ethical theories, have had a profound impact on Western philosophy. Many subsequent philosophers, including his own student Aristotle, have engaged with and built upon Plato's ideas. His dialogues and method of inquiry have also influenced the style and approach of philosophical writing. His establishment of the Academy in Athens, an institution devoted to the pursuit of knowledge and philosophy, marked the beginning of organized philosophical schools. This tradition of academic institutions and philosophical schools has persisted throughout history and has contributed to the development of intellectual thought in various cultures. His thoughts on education, as expounded in The Republic, have left a lasting impact on educational theory. His emphasis on the importance of nurturing the intellect and cultivating virtues in individuals has inspired educational reformers and philosophers alike. His ideal state, as described in The Republic, has sparked debates about different forms of government and the role of philosophy in governance. The notion of the philosopher king and the pursuit of the common good in politics continue to resonate with discussions on political theory. His dialogues exploring beauty, art, and the nature of the soul's relationship with aesthetics have influenced the development of aesthetics as a philosophical discipline. His famous allegory in The Republic, known as Allegory of the Cave, is widely referenced and interpreted as a metaphor for the journey from ignorance to knowledge. It continues to be used as an allegorical tool in various contexts and disciplines. His works continue to be studied, interpreted, and debated by scholars, philosophers, and students worldwide. His ideas have remained relevant across centuries and continue to inspire new generations of thinkers. His literary style and compelling narratives have influenced literature, drama, and art. His dialogues have been adapted into plays, novels, and other artistic forms, bringing his ideas to broader audiences. Plato's legacy is a testament to the enduring power of his philosophical thought, the depth of his ideas, and the influence of his writings on subsequent generations. His exploration of fundamental questions about reality, knowledge, ethics, and governance continues to stimulate intellectual curiosity and critical thinking, making him one of the most significant figures in the history of Western thought.